Two Hong Kong women aged 19 and 24 have been killed in the bombing, while six other Hong Kong residents are among the dozens of people injured. Hong Kong Chief Executive Tsui Wai Liang has expressed his condolences to the victims' families.
On behalf of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, I give my deepest condolences to the families of the victims, and I wish the injured a speedy recovery. I urge the Thai government to carry out a thorough investigation into the incident.
The red travel alert to Bangkok means tourists are advised to adjust their travel plans and avoid non-essential travel, including leisure travel. Those already there should pay attention to announcements by local authorities, attend to their personal safety, and avoid areas affected by the explosion incident. The travel alert to other parts of Thailand remains at the lower amber level. However, Hong Kong Travel Industry Council Executive Director Joseph Tang Yao Chong says a red alert is not enough.
The government should issue the highest security warning of black travel alert. This will make it easier for travel agencies, airlines and hotels in Thailand to deal with a refund. A red alert does not go far enough.
Meanwhile, travel agencies in Hong Kong have cancelled all trips to the Thai capital from tomorrow until the end of this month. About 200 groups are expected to be affected. Hong Kong residents who returned from Thailand on Tuesday say the security check at the airport in Bangkok has been tightened.
There are more security guards than the police at the airport. The process is slower. I have to remove my shoes and go through a body scan.
Hong Kong Immigration Department officers and medical experts from the hospital authority have arrived in Bangkok to assist Hong Kong people affected by the blast. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.